Hello, and thank you for joining us today for our daily devotional. This is Pastor Joe. Just want to welcome you and thank you so much for tuning in. I guess tuning in shows my age, I suppose. However you got here, you logged in, you clicked through, or whatever the current digital vernacular is, you're here. And we appreciate that very, very much. Hope you're doing well, hanging in there during this really strange and unprecedented time. Really want to encourage you to stay in touch, communicate with one another and friends and family, of course, and church family. It's one great way to stay encouraged and to keep informed as to the needs of your brothers and sisters and be able to pray for them. And certainly as well, if you have a prayer request, we want to make sure we're praying for you. So don't hesitate to contact the church office. And you can do that either through the telephone or the website or the church app. There's a number of different ways to do it, probably some I'm not even aware of. So be encouraged. I think there is some light that is breaking. And I think some progress is being made to getting back to somewhat of normal. If there's ever going to be a normal again, we'll have to see what the Lord is doing in our country, in our world. And it certainly is an exciting time to be alive from a biblical prophetic standpoint. I, for one, believe that the Lord is absolutely imminent and near. I have never been more convinced that his return is soon. And so keep looking up, listen for the trumpet, and stay in God's word, pray for one another, love those around you, and absolutely take the time to be an ambassador for Christ, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And so I hope that you are sharing the gospel and sharing the news of eternal life before it's eternally too late. Well, thanks again for tuning in. We're in the midst of a little bit of a study here that I've undertaken in Acts chapter 27. So if you have your Bible handy, you could turn there. I've titled it Stability in the Storm. We've had a couple of sessions already on this, going over kind of the setting with Paul as a prisoner now, being transported from Israel to Rome to stand before Caesar. And we went through, of course, some of the detail of that and the difficulties and the storms and how violent it got. And really, they lost all hope on the ship. And finally, Paul stood up and encouraged all those on board that there would be no loss of life, that God had spoken to him this very night, he said. And that first message, we talked about the presence of God. What is so incredibly encouraging is to consider, and this is one of the unique little techniques of Bible study that are really fun and profitable and encouraging, and that is to observe and to identify and to see the attributes of God in these passages of Scripture. And they're there. They're everywhere. It's really encouraging. And so in this passage in Acts 27 and verse 23 is where Paul stands up and he begins to address the captain and all the sailors and everyone on board to be encouraged. And he very right off the top makes reference to the very presence of God. And that's the first one we had looked at a week or so ago. And when Paul said in verse 23, "For this very night, an angel of God stood beside me." And so he made reference there to the very presence of God. And we looked at that. We won't go into that in more detail right now. But then the second time we talked about the stability in the storm, we also then identified another attribute of God. And that one's found in the words of Paul there in verse 23 when he said, "To whom I belong." He said, "For this very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong stood beside me." And so he makes reference there to God's possession, him being God's possession, to whom I belong. And so we spent some time looking on that attribute of God last time. But today I'd like to focus in on the next attribute of God that's identified right here in this verse. When Paul said, not only was this the God to whom he belonged, but he said, the God whom I serve stood by me. And as a servant of God, I think here Paul is calling to our attention God's protection. In other words, he's inferring to these sailors, the captain, and probably a number of prisoners as well, he's inferring to them that because he was the servant of God, that his God, his master, would protect him, and in inference as well, those aboard the ship also. And so I see here just another incredibly encouraging reference to another attribute of God, that God protects his own. God protects his servants. And if you just take the time then to take a concordance and look up some basic words about God's protection, God being our refuge, God protecting, caring for, it's just really encouraging. Let me just mention a few for you that I'm sure you'll identify as soon as you hear them. Psalm 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. He protects them. The Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. It's just an amazing encouragement. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Wow, what an encouragement. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon forged against you will prevail. Nothing can defeat us. Why? And Isaiah goes on to say, because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me. Wow, what an encouragement. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. You talk about victory? Wow. 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Folks, this is so glorious. Nothing will ever pluck us out of his hand. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, Proverbs 18:10 tells us. The righteous run to it and are safe. Oh, it's just so wonderful to find our refuge in him. You know, there's so many good hymns too. I love to go about my day and I hum, I sing, I whistle. I just love hymns that I have memorized over the years. Hymns that are so encouraging. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark, never failing. Then what about under his wings, I'm safely abiding? Another one, a newer one, he will hold me fast, leaning on the everlasting arms. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. And who could forget a shelter in the time of storm? And we could go on and on and on with all of the marvelous passages of scripture, hymns from history, and those things that have been written for our strength, our admonition, our encouragement, our peace. And Lord, how good you are that your mercies are renewed every morning, and that we find our shelter in you. You are the rock upon which we stand. and the winds can blow and the storms can rage, and nothing will take us down. Folks, I hope you're encouraged today. I hope that you just know and understand, and you are indeed leaning on the everlasting arms, because that is the only firm foundation. That's the only place that we're going to find the strength, the encouragement, the peace that passes all human understanding. And so I hope that you're staying strong in the midst of this current storm, and that you understand where the stability in the storms of life come from. They come from our God and his attributes, who he is, his nature. God is present. We are his possession. And God is our protector. Hallelujah. And we'll have one more session on this stability in the storm. And so we look forward to that last and fourth time when we're going to talk about God's providence. How amazing. And so have a great day. Stay encouraged. Let your light so shine so that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Take care. God bless you.